Exclusive, Representative Harriet Hageman. David Vice's special counsel appointment epitomizes the level of corruption in Biden administration. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 12, 2023. Representative Harriet Hageman, R.Y. told Breitbart News that U.S. Prosecutor David Vice's appointment as special counsel in the Hunter Biden investigation epitomizes the level of corruption in President Joe Biden's administration. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle asked Hageman to talk about her thoughts on Vice's special counsel appointment. Hageman criticized Attorney General Merrick Garland for appointing Vice, saying it epitomizes the level of corruption in this administration in Washington, D.C., in these long-term bureaucrats who have been within the deep states, whether it is the Department of Justice, the FBI, you name the agency. Listen. Hageman noted that Vice previously brokered a sweetheart plea deal for Hunter Biden that would have granted him broad immunity for any crimes. This is the same guy that gave the sweetheart deal. This is the guy who tried to get Hunter Biden immunity from future prosecutions for violating the law. And the only reason that he was stopped was because the judge smelled the rat and started asking some questions, Hageman said of Vice. This is the same guy who took so long to charge Hunter Biden with anything. In the most important tax aspects of the case against him, he allowed the statute of limitations to run. Now he's either incompetent or he's in on the deal. There's no other explanation for it. Under no circumstances should he be the person investigating this, Hageman added. Hageman believes Vice's appointment was an intentional move by the Biden administration to distract from the news that House Oversight Chairman James Comer, RKY, would subpoena members of the Biden family to testify before his committee. These aren't coincidences. These are intentional, Hageman told Boyle. This is a further effort to cover up the credit, the Biden crime family activities, she added. Hageman emphasized the importance of Republicans retaining the House and taking control of the Senate and presidency in the upcoming election, warning that Democrats would end all investigations into the Biden family if they regain power. There are a lot of people who want to make sure that Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family are never exposed for what they are because it has too many tentacles. That's one thing to keep in mind. The other thing is that you're absolutely correct. This is the big effort that if we can avoid this, any kind of exposure until after the 2024 elections, then hopefully we can retake the House and we can shut down these investigations, Hageman said. That's why it's so critically important that the Republicans win. Not only the House, the Senate, but we've got to win the White House. All of this needs to be exposed. We have a two-tier justice system in this country. When they talk about climate crisis and all of that, that's nonsense. That's about power. That's about corruption. That's about transferring massive amounts of wealth from the poor and middle class to the wealthiest among us. The real crisis in this country is a two-tier justice system. And we're watching it play out right now, Hageman said. The conversation switched gears when Boyle pointed out that David Vice, along with special counsel Jack Smith, ultimately serve at Biden's pleasure. Hageman explained that former President Donald Trump threatens the establishment because he refuses to play by their rules, and you can't have somebody in a position of power in Washington, D.C., who doesn't play by their rules. Because of what you say, everybody kind of serves at the behest of the person right above them, ultimately going to the president, but who's pulling his strings? Hageman asked. You know, I get asked that question all the time, who's actually running this country because Joe Biden is suffering from serious dementia. And I think that that's very obvious when we watch him anywhere. Hageman also explained how Biden was involved in his son's business dealings, despite the lack of a smoking gun. Again, you know, the thing I have to say about Hunter Biden. When people say, well, there's no smoking gun, and you don't see direct payments made into Joe Biden's bank account, and how can you say he benefited from this? All we have to ask is one simple question, and that is, what was the skill set that Hunter Biden was selling? Hunter Biden was, by his own admission, a crackhead from 2003 to 2019. A serious user of drugs. Do you think that these companies were hiring him to help them with contract negotiations? Or that he was an expert in employment law in the Ukraine? Or that perhaps he knew how to write very complicated oil and gas agreements between the government and the companies? The man had no skill set. The only worth of Hunter Biden was that he could deliver a Joe Biden. There wasn't any other purpose for Hunter Biden. He has no talents, he has no ability to do anything. And yet they want us to believe that these companies and the Chinese Communist Party are going to pay him millions of dollars a year. He brought nothing to the table other than Joe Biden, she said. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.